Taylor and Brandon Disney.
Once again, I find myself with my friends.
Hey, once again, we find ourselves with you, our friends. We are the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and we are here to talk to you about your computer issues, problems, and talk a little bit about our fun little trip to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. You can see a documentary of that in pictures. Wow. Are you having another conversation with
yes,
somebody?
Yes, I was. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Our Consumer Electronics Show is just like distracting and stuff.
Not for me.
What was I saying? Go see the pictures. They're cool pictures.
DataDoctors.com/radio.
Check it out. Which one are we going to do here?
Man, you call the shots. I'll push the buttons.
Let's have Debbie come in and ask her question. She's got a good one. Debbie.
Hello.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. My question is about cable modems because I am still in the dark ages with dial-up.
We call it a rusty wire.
Yes. I wish mine was as good as a rusty wire.
Uh-oh.
But my question is, I would say that I am a novice with computers, brave enough to try, but not knowledgeable enough to not be dangerous. I want to install a modem myself because I'm not going to pay Cox $100 to come out and do it.
Okay, well, I have a couple of different, quick connect kits?
Yes.
I understand.
Okay.
If I had faith in Cox, I would probably go that route.
Oh, my goodness.
But.
So wait a minute. You're going to get cable modem service. You're not going to pay Cox to come out because you don't have faith in them. So I'm kind of confused.
Cox is my only cable choice.
Right, I understand.
I'm going to install it myself, but I'm calling you because I suppose their quick connect is an option still. But before I go
let's back up so maybe you can understand something here.
Okay.
If you're going to install it yourself,
uh-huh,
you need a quick connect kit from Cox because it has some of the stuff you're going to need to be able to do that. Now, the other requirement is that you already either have cable service from them or the house has had it within the last 2 years. Otherwise, you cannot do it yourself, even if you want to.
Okay, I do meet the second requirement.
All right.
And I'll get the quick connect. My question is actually about the modem.
Okay.
As far as the advantages, disadvantages for internal versus external, and the complication of if internal is in fact better, how difficult is that to install for a relatively novice user?
There's really no, I can think of no reason whatsoever that you'd ever want to put an internal cable modem in.
Okay.
The only reason might be because you don't have a box outside, but there is no advantage. It is probably a little bit less expensive, but that's the only advantage.
You don't have a box outside. What do you mean?
A cable modem outside the
computer. Oh, you mean you don't
have
a physical machine, another box sitting on the desk or on the floor or whatever.
The reason you don't want to do an internal is a couple reasons. One, it's going to require you to have to open that thing up and do a little bit more with your computer, which means it's a little bit more complicated to install, number one.
Okay.
Number two, if you ever want to share that with other computers, you can't take an internal and share it, so you'd have to use something called internet connection sharing, which adds complication to what your computer's doing, plus
big old
it means
sense.
At least that one computer is still exposed to the internet.
Okay.
Number three, if you move to another area, if you have something that's external, if you change boxes, whatever it is you do, it's easy, very easy to switch it from computer to computer. Internal, it requires you taking the whole thing apart and undoing what you've done, and it's just a lot more work.
Yeah, definitely want to go external. There's a real good likelihood somewhere down the road, especially with the high-speed internet, because it is awesome. You're going to want to share that. You're going to want to have more than one computer on there. You know, whether it's next year, 2 years, 5 minutes, who knows. And it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to securely share that external cable modem. If plugging it in, you plug the thing in. How new is your computer?
Brand new.
Okay, so it's got like Windows XP or something.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a piece of cake. You're gonna plug in the cable modem. It probably will automatically, if you go to a good name brand, it'll probably automatically recognize it.
Nothing really to recognize.
Yeah.
It's as far as your computer is concerned, it's hooked up to a network which Windows XP can handle all by itself. So there's really nothing to do other than plug stuff in.
Well, do you have a coax cable connection somewhere near your computer?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're going to do is you're going to buy that quick connect kit.
Okay.
It comes with, like, I think a 25-foot piece of coax.
Yeah, it also comes with a piece, an Ethernet cable to go from the cable modem to your machine and a USB cable in case you have to go that route, plus some instructions and a bunch of things.
And you definitely want to use, you have an Ethernet port somewhere, the networking port somewhere on the back of your computer?
You're asking me or you're telling me?
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Okay, it looks like a phone jack on steroids. It's like a really big version of a phone jack.
I'm actually at work right now, and my computer
okay,
is
yeah,
at home.
What so he's asking is there are two ways to interface most cable modems today with your computer.
Uh-huh.
One is through USB, and one is through the network or Ethernet jack, and you're always better off if you can to do it through the Ethernet.
Okay, so Ethernet is better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, it's because it takes out complication, and every time we can keep it simple, we like that way.
Well, it also makes it much easier for you to share that cable, the cable modem through the Ethernet network securely, because you can put in what's called a router, which we'll talk about later. Your second phone call later down the road, we'll talk about something called a router that allows you to securely share that cable connection with other computers.
Okay. Just as a quick follow-up with the cable connection, since it isn't always on, I'm running XP. Is there anything additional I need to do for security purposes?
It depends on a lot of things. Now, if you're running XP and you're going to just get a plain cable modem, one computer, plug it in, XP actually has, out of the box, some pretty decent stuff built in to help shield your computer against stuff from the outside. It has its own little
firewall, yeah.
Filtering firewall stuff that's actually pretty good built in. If you want our advice, you can add to that a free download from zonelabs.com. It's called Zone Alarm, and make sure you get the free version, not the one you pay for, the pro version. The free version works very, very well, and that combination together should do a real good job for you.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, Debbie, good luck, and welcome to the real Internet.
Very good.
You're going to have fun.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, folks, and Debbie, I don't know if you can still hear us, but once you get this all set up, call us back and tell us about the difference between your rusty wire connection, or not even as good as a rusty wire connection to the Cox cable connection, and tell us how your Quick Connect experience went.
Yeah, like we'll be surprised at how much better the fast connection is.
Yeah,
huh?
It's like, oh, this Ferrari's really awesome.
It's time for Andy McKennedy to catch you up in the news here in the News Radio 620 KTAR News booth, and some callers coming up.
But when we come back, we got Adam's acronym.
Stick around.
Remember Diners and Drive-Ins, Howdy Doody and Doo-Wop? How about simple living in safe neighborhoods? Introducing Sterling at Sundance, active adult living in a friendly community with a small town feel. Featuring single-level homes from 1,000 to more than 1,800.